Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, Titus 1:1-4. An apostle is one who is sent by Jesus Christ to preach the gospel. Paul was selected for this chosen work following his conversion to Christ. The Lord spoke to the preacher Ananias, "Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel," Acts 9:15. Paul referred to himself as one born out of due time, "For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God," 1 Corinthians 15:8-9. Even though Paul had blasphemed the name of Christ and persecuted his church, Paul would humbly confess, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief," 1 Timothy 1:15. None are unworthy of the blood of Jesus. The chief of sinners can know the grace of God and be cleansed of sin by Jesus Christ. No one must negate the power of the cross by claiming to be unworthy of salvation. Paul willingly accepted the call to be an apostle because of the grace that God was willing to show unto him. There are no apostles today, because to become an apostle, one had to witness the resurrection of Christ and be called by Christ to this office. Following the resurrection of Christ, there needed to be those who could give eyewitness testimony to the resurrection from the dead. The Apostle Peter wrote, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty," 2 Peter 1:16. John wrote, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness," 1 John 1:1-2. Paul, Peter, and John spoke truth concerning what they had seen and heard. We believe what they preached. Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.